According to the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office, they were contacted by ICE before this incident occurred, and so they knew about it ahead of time.
Yeah, they did. They apparently touched base with one of the higher-ups in the sheriff's office early the morning that they were going to come in that Monday. You know, it's a little unclear as to why they targeted this guy, other than maybe they saw my articles in the paper and ran his name through their database, found out he was in the country illegally, and decided to arrest and deport him.
What was Enrique Garcia Hernandez being charged with?
The first case, he was helping remodel a home in the Mid Valley area and allegedly stole some cash and some jewelry. That cash and jewelry apparently turned back up again. The homeowner decided not to press charges. Then all of the cash and jewelry apparently didn't turn back up. So then the person said, "I do want to press." So apparently he may have had a, he's been in court. I've seen him, you know, I sit there in the criminal docket every week and I've seen him in there. You know, he diligently was dealing with his case and, you know, had a public defender. And apparently, according to the Daily News article, had a plea deal on the table for that case. The latest thing that got him in the paper was that he apparently sold a load of stolen copper scrap. It was stolen from a driveway in a house in Snowmass Village. And they charged him with felony theft. He turned himself in on that warrant. The cops ended up tracking down another guy. Enrique gave them some information and said, "Hey, man, I didn't steal this. I got it from this other guy who approached me and said, hey, I'll sell you this load of scrap for $600. And the cops said to Enrique, "Well, didn't you think that was kind of suspect? You know, you're making $2,500 on this thing." And he was like, yeah, maybe, you know. But it turned out in the end that there wasn't enough evidence to charge him with that case. The other guy was charged. So they did drop that latest felony charge against him.
Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo showed support for immigrants last year following the response that the public had to President Trump and some of his comments. So was this out of line? You spoke to Joe DeSalvo about this specific case, and what did he have to say about it?
Yeah, in his mind, it's not out of line. You know, what he was talking about was using his jail to house people that ICE wants to arrest, or ICE coming in here and raiding, you know, a construction site or something like that, and taking away people whose only crime is being in the country illegally, which the sheriff views as a civil violation, not a criminal violation. So if that was happening, he would refuse to help ICE. But in this case, this to him was, you know, somebody charged with a felony. And he, while he didn't know this person, he didn't know who they were, he was like, well, you know, I mean, if they're getting potentially a bad person out of our community, then so be it.
Jason Auslander of the Aspen Times, thank you so much for speaking to Katie and Kay.
You got it. Thanks, Raleigh.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For Katie and Kay News, I'm Raleigh Burley.